God speaks all languages. God has words for the happy, for the brokenhearted. God meets the excited one. God hears the lonely. God can communicate with the calm and the worried, because God speaks the language of love. And as the Holy Spirit moves, so does the Word of God and can reach our hearts. And we can make room for the Holy Spirit. It is the force that counts. With that gentle reminder, like pressing a button, we can activate love into a communication. And when love is there, so is the Holy Spirit. Love, so important in communication. Later on in our service today, we will give thanks to the birth of baby Ethan. I can imagine that you parents really know how it is to lovingly try to understand what the little one is telling you. But it is the same for all of us. When we meet the world, people far away and close, love being a part of communication. It is the thought that counts, a way to try to activate an understanding love. But we also know that when doing so, we might sometimes discover that there is no love behind the action, behind the words spoken. Well then, so be it. But we will still be standing there with a loving heart activated. And we can try to keep it like that. Because where love is, so is the Holy Spirit. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will lead our ability to love elsewhere. If there wasn't love where we first tried to find it, maybe the wind of the Holy Spirit will blow and our hearts will be led to the smile of a stranger. Maybe if the ability to lovingly communicate is not answered in one place, the Holy Spirit will lead us to enriching communications elsewhere. The first day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. People from every nation under heaven heard words about God's deeds of power. Borders were removed. And we meet a God that understands, because God speaks all languages, because God speaks the language of love. And with the Holy Spirit, so can we. Reminded about that it is the thought that counts, we activate love and borders are removed. And in that love, we can then discover the works of the Holy Spirit within us and between us. Amen.